Our guest at this time is Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn G.T. Thompson, a Republican representing the Keystone State's 5th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Small Business Committee. We want to get his thoughts as on Thursday, the Labor Department releases the latest dismal job numbers, saying that 467,000 jobs were lost in the month of June, and the national unemployment rate has ticked up yet again, this time to 9.5%. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
Obviously, this is the continuation of a very disappointing trend. We saw last month that the number of jobs lost was still pretty bad, but at least in a better direction than it had been. Now it's jumped up a little bit more. How do you read all this?
Well, it's very disappointing. It's 460,000 additional jobs lost. Pushing the unemployment rate to 9.5%. I believe that's the highest in 26 years, and that's the nation average. In my congressional district, we have doubled our unemployment. I happen to represent 17 counties. One of my counties just went to over 18% unemployment, and I have a number of counties that are that far. Unfortunately, I think it reflects the ineffectiveness of the stimulus package that was rushed through Congress, and I think it's a reflection of you do things that quickly without proper debate and thorough policy development, you wind up with less than desirable results, and unfortunately because frankly folks are suffering today as a result of that.
Congressman, do you believe the stimulus package has actually had a negative effect on the economy, or it just hasn't had the positive impact that we were promised?
No, I believe that it's had a negative impact. I think both physically and psychologically. When you have this amount of deficit spending in difficult economic times, our families, when we run into difficult situations with our families, we're smart enough to tighten our belts and to choose how we spend what money we do spend it wisely, make good investments that count. And we haven't done that with the federal government. We've been, the stimulus package, almost $1 trillion that package included. And most of that money had to be borrowed. And the amount of deficit spending that we've done since that time, I don't think that's good for the economy. It doesn't strengthen the confidence of business, of industry, of our families and citizens.
Congressman, you mentioned that you represent over a dozen counties, some of which are experiencing double-digit percentages of unemployment. What are you hearing from your small business owners and really employers and employees of all sizes of companies about what they're dealing with right now? What's the biggest problem for them to overcome?
Well, the biggest problem right now, is a confidence issue. It's having access to capital to be able to take the opportunity to grow their businesses when they have opportunities that they do work hard. And the opportunities that I'm seeing out there are not opportunities that are coming from the top down from the federal government. They're homegrown opportunities. They're opportunities that local businesses and industries and partnerships put together through partnership, through innovation, through investment in the right type of infrastructure to grow jobs. And so, the unified message I hear that I get from home is tell them to just stop. Stop the spending, stop the borrowing, and certainly stop the taxing that makes our businesses so non-competitive in today's economy, global economy.
Congressman, the president had a press conference, or at least a media appearance, in the Rose Garden today, basically saying that he needs Americans to remain patient, that it's going to take more than a few months to get out of this economic ditch, since it took more than a few months for us to get into it. He's remaining confident in his stimulus package. What additional policies, or what change in course in policies, are you and your Republican colleagues recommending?
Well, I think that we need to do what the kinds of things that the smart government solutions that we've been proposing from the beginning. We need to strengthen the position of our small businesses, our industry. Frankly, we don't do that by raising their taxes. We don't do that by implementing this this national energy tax that that our nation will be facing with if the cap and trade goes into place. I mean, it seems like we've been pursuing all the wrong directions. That are big government solutions versus smart government solutions. It strengthens those businesses and industries that create and grow family-sustaining jobs.
One of the things that we've heard over and over again, and I mentioned just a moment ago from the Obama administration, is it takes a while. In fact, there are some on the Democratic side that say if you look back at to the last time the unemployment rate was this high, it was 1983, a full 2 years after the Reagan tax cuts, which eventually triggered a huge economic boom. But they say, look, it took a while. So is that an accurate comparison or an inaccurate comparison?
Well, I think it... The only thing that's accurate is the fact that it will take a while to climb out of this, but we should be on that trend line now. The huge difference is instead of tax cuts, everything that Congress and the Democratic majority is doing right now is increasing taxes. You know, whether right now looking at cap and trade, for example, significant tax increase. We had with the budget process a huge tax increase that was placed on small businesses that are organized as an S corporation or an LLC. I mean, those are folks who, they, you know, frankly, grow through innovation and hard work. They grow jobs for us, and yet we penalized them in the past 6 months with significant tax increases. So that's the distinct difference between the Reagan years and the Obama. The Obama 6 months, Reagan did cut taxes. He provided the right economic stimulus to grow jobs. Unfortunately, we're punishing job creators and those who provide the jobs today.
Last question for you, Congressman, before we let you go on a slightly different subject. You mentioned the cap and trade debate. You voted no. Explain why and the impact this plan would have on your district.
This proposed cap and trade or cap and tax would have a huge impact on my district. I mean, some of the average costs are thrown around are one thing, but when you get out into rural America, rural Pennsylvania in particular, where, you know, we do a lot of commuting to work, to shop for groceries, even to pick up our mail. We have winters that are fairly long and fairly cold. We're using a lot of fuel and a lot of energy. We have manufacturing here that's energy intensive. And the fact is that cap and trade will put a significant tax on anything that uses fossil fuels, oil, natural gas, coal, and also on nuclear energy. And the Pennsylvania Utility Commission has estimated that electricity costs in the Keystone State will increase 30%. Gasoline prices are estimated to increase 76%. Well, you're from a state with long winters and a lot of commuting. That's a significant tax increase on every citizen.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you very much for your time, sir. Have a wonderful 4th of July holiday.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Greg.
Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn G.T. Thompson represents his state's 5th Congressional District, member of the House Small Business Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.